This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
I've decided to make a couple new house rules. Couple things are gonna happen.
Troy changes the game, but Joe's luck stays the same.
If there's a fan out there who wants to do a statistical analysis of how crappy Joe rolls...
I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
Galabras will not let his companions go down without a fight.
Let go of him! And charges while turning on the righteous might and going giant size.
Wow.
And he calls on the aid of an old friend.
In the water, you all witness a familiar blowhole.
I'd know that blowhole anywhere.
But will it be enough?
If she goes below zero, she will die the next round. Because she can't hold her breath if she's unconscious.
The Chellish Devil gets boarded right now.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. Welcome to another week of gaming with your friends and mine, the Glass Cannon crew. I am Joe, and I am honored to welcome you to episode 42. 42 is where it's at. The number itself is just, there's something about it. Am I right? Incidentally, it happens to be, true story, the favorite number of our voiceover guy, AJ Allen. And a hearty thank you to AJ for those awesome intros every week. You are a badass, my friend. 42, besides just being AJ's favorite number, is the number of arguably one of the most influential figures in sports and civil rights of all time, Jackie Robinson. 42, if there's any geeks listening to this, is obviously the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. 42nd Street in New York City, where we record our show, is a thoroughfare that boasts Grand Central Terminal, the UN building, the New York Public Library, and Times Square. That's a busy-ass street. And here's a deep cut for you. I actually had to look this one up. There are 42 territories on a risk board, incidentally. I'd be shocked if 20% of our subscriber base didn't already know that. Anyway, 42 also happens to be the episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast when a confluence of events comes rushing at the characters all at once. Malira, Screed's scorned and widowed lover, must answer for her crimes against the party. Gajnak, the cook, the unassuming cook, is revealed to be a traitor before his captain. And before anyone has time to just seriously react to this, a makeshift barricade suddenly appears and a surprise attack will throw the crew and the heroes into complete chaos. Chaos that will absolutely earn a We Are Stupid column. Get ready for this one. It lives up to the number. Enjoy episode 42.
In the interest of keeping things fun and exciting, I've decided to
resign forever as a GM.
Yeah!
I'm done. Woo!
Thanks, guys. It's been real.
Bye-bye, perverts.
We'll be holding interviews for
for places.
How do you guys really feel?
We love you, actually. We love you.
I've decided to make a couple new house rules. Couple things are going to happen.
Oh,
do you guys want the good news first or the bad news? And they're both relative.
I'm a bad news first
guy. Do we need
guy.
To be taking notes on this? Is this an extensive house rule?
Okay. Nope.
I want the bad news
bad
first.
Bad news first.
I always like getting bad news first. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't that bad. It's just something I've been thinking about. So we do this thing that once the PCs get to a point where they have multiple attacks, which I think happens at 6th level generally.
For the first time it happens, usually at 6th level.
We started doing in our other games that you have to confirm your fumbles. So when you roll a 1, because you have so many more attacks, you know, as you could go up 2 attacks, 3 attacks, 4 attacks, you know, there's more of a chance that you're going to roll fumbles. And so what we do is you have to confirm your fumbles, meaning, oh, I rolled a natural 1. Okay, now roll again, and if your roll is a hit, then the fumble didn't happen.
And it's just a miss.
It's just a miss. But if you miss on the fumble confirm, then you confirm the fumble. You
draw a card.
And something really bad happens.
Well, the thing is, you guys are now facing monsters and bad guys that have multiple attacks, and I'm nerfing myself by not holding myself to the same rule. So from now on, any of my people that have multiple attacks, when they're doing a full round action, in which they would use multiple attacks, I'm going to confirm my fumbles for my monsters. So that's the bad news. So now it's not, so Malira wouldn't have fumbled.
And does it have anything to do with what their hit die are, or... Because, like, because Ben Vereen has multiple attacks and a full attack action. Does he confirm fumbles?
Oh, yes. In that case.
So
that,
it's just having multiple attacks.
Yeah, once you, when you're using your full attack action and you're using multiple attacks, you confirm your fumbles.
So I would confirm fumbles on Rapid Shot then, now. Because that's a full attack action with multiple attacks.
It is. No, I'm going to say no for that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
Because you're, that's the risk you take with Rapid Shot, I have to say. Right here on the spot. But now, now you want to hear the good news?
Okay, sure. Okay.
You guys don't think it's going to be that great.
No.
You really have so little faith in me. We have been experimenting in Joe's Wrath of the Righteous campaign that he runs with a new crit system. What's it called, Joe?
Laying Waste.
Laying Waste. It's fucking great. Now, I don't think we can do it for the podcast because the last thing we want to do is add more math. Hold on, we got to do this and add this together. So we're not going to do that. But what I've decided... that I really like about the system, there's nothing more anticlimactic than rolling a natural 20 and not confirming the fumble. So from now on, all natural 20s that are unconfirmed crits will do max damage.
All right.
All right.
There you go.
I like it.
And that laying waste suggestion, that suggestion actually came from a listener by email, and I wish I could remember who it was, but thank
you. So bad at giving those shout-outs. But yeah, all unconfirmed 20s. So if you have a Falchion that crits 18 to 20, 18 and 19 aren't going to do it, but I want the 20s to have more meaning. So when roll
a natural 20 is guaranteed max damage at least.
Guaranteed
at
max.
At least.
Unconfirmed 20s.
Beautiful.
And that's it. That's the episode this week.
All right.
Well, now we got that sorted
out. Thank you for listening to Rule Changes with Troy.
Yeah. That's really all I had prepped. Did anything big happen at the end of last episode? I can't remember.
I remember a claw. A giant claw.
I remember a dead dog.
Right.
Who's hardly knew ye?
I just want to know who's going to tell Shog.
I know. Well, he probably felt it in his own neck. He doesn't need to be told.
Yeah, he's a twin.
Yeah. Like
they have those connections.
Yeah.
Not it, for the record.
We're all touching our noses.
Malira will untie you if you tell Shog.
I actually have a question because there wasn't time to ask last time. The claw.
Yes.
Is it the same as a river drake claw? Is it the same size as like the big river drake, or is it a completely different claw creature?
Completely different webbed giant claws.
Are you gonna make us roll for initiative before I roll a knowledge check on that?
Yes. But
damn it.
A couple things are gonna happen.
No.
First thing that happens, Galabras comes out with Gajnak. Gajnak sees Malira and yells out, "What have they done to you, my love?"
Oh,
this slut.
Oh my god. No, Malira, she probably was just leading him on.
Malira lifts up her head, looks back at him intently. Galabras, you're standing right next to Gajnak. Gajnak hurls himself over the edge of the boat into the water.
Whoa.
What?
Gajnak, gone.
Wow.
That's insane.
And Malira goes back to looking straight down.
On the plus side, Galabras, I think you can get back into the kitchen.
Yeah, is my... can I cook again?
We'll discuss this later.
I think we have a river kestrel stew going with Gajnak in there.
Yeah.
Second thing that happens, next to Baron, this crawls up on deck.
Oh, I know. I think I know what
sure
that is.
Sure to check the tumbler.
Sexy mer-orc.
I believe.
Giant
mer-orc.
Mer-orc.
I think it is a Sauhagen, which is an aquatic troll. That's my guess.
It's close.
Okay.
Very close. But it is gigantic.
Okay.
And that is what you see that hurled a javelin from atop the barricade over here that killed Tog. Don't pay attention to that pawn. It's a different pawn because I only have two of the actual pawns.
You only have two.
And next to Halrax, another one is climbing up on board. There's one on the dam, the man-made dam, or creature-made dam. One crawling up next to Baron on the boat. One crawling up next to Halrax. These giant aquatic... green scaled skin, webbed hands.
With washboard abs.
With washboard abs. They're swimmers.
Yeah, you have swimmers.
They're like a green Michael Phelps.
Get him a sandwich, then leave us alone.
And before you roll initiative, basically Rag looks down at Tog and is like, "No! I will not stand for this on my boat!" And him and Halrex are rolling initiative as well. Roll for initiative.
Nice.
Finally.
I love it.
Who has over 36? Nobody over 36? Okay. Anybody over 20?
24.
I should have just said, Gormley, what did you get over 20? anybody above 15?
Oh, sorry. I had 24.
Okay.
Roll off?
It's a roll off.
This is so exciting every time. I love this.
Why do you roll the same number all the time?
Yeah.
Did you add your...
So wait. So Baron goes first, Baron then Gormley. Anybody
else? Wait. I had 17.
17 for Lork and Benvery.
I also had 17.
Oh, God.
Double roll off.
No, but they go before me.
Yeah, so Lork goes before Jalabs.
All right. What'd you say, 17, Lork?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone roll a perception check.
Ten.
24.
Eight. 14.
Okay. Baron can act in a surprise round.
Nice.
So, Baron, you see this claw climbing up the boat, and the creature actually climbs up onto the boat next to you. Giant mermaid.
Would I know if he had reach?
You would assume, where he is at least twice your size.
Okay, I'm going to get up close to Deadly and pull my gun out and say... Go back to the sea, you big green motherfucker.
Simple but effective.
River for the record.
Should all remember we're on a river, not the ocean.
I don't know what a body of water
is. It
is
very hard to remember that sometimes.
That is an 18 against touch AC.
That is a hit.
Yeah, there you go. Grant's big old dice.
Ooh.
That is 13 points of damage.
Nice.
13 points of damage. Boom. So you just aim your gun up at this giant creature, blast off at him.
Right in a six pack.
It's my understanding that I can't really move away from him without provoking an attack of opportunity, right?
Correct. When you're up close to a creature of that size, he threatens the square. Like, moving away would provoke two attacks of opportunity. Because he threatens the square you're in and the square away from you.
I'm going to do a daring action.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to rapid reload regardless.
Oh, nice. And that provokes?
Yes.
It does, but he is a giant, is he not?
He is of the giant subtype.
So he gets a bonus. Baron gets a bonus to his AC against him.
All right, so as you're reloading, it goes to claw you. 17.
That is a miss.
Ooh,
and you reload
nice.
Your gun, yeah. And now it is the top of round one, and it's Baron's turn.
Did that count as a daring act?
Yeah, it was pretty daring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baron said, "I told you to jump in the water. What's the matter? Don't you know how to swim, boy?"
I only speak giant.
I'm sorry, I don't understand it.
I actually think I speak giant, but I'd have to look that up. Same attack strategy.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
21 to hit.
21 hits.
Beautiful.
10 points of damage.
Ooh.
Nice.
So you've got a total of 23 points of damage to this creature.
And I'm going to rapid reload again.
All right. It is... Oh, that will provoke. Oh, nope. Unless it has multiple attacks of opportunity, which it does not.
Yeah, yeah.
Gormley, you're up.
Knowledge, nature on the creature.
Knowledge, nature, roll.
Ooh, that is
24.
24. What you know is that they are amphibious.
No kidding.
No shit.
They usually travel in threes.
It said a piece of useful information.
Right.
They're green.
The only piece of useful information you would know from this is that they would probably attempt to grapple any foes that they claw.
Okay.
Well.
And can I see, is it currently unarmed?
It is. It's just got two giant claws.
I have some advice, though. Just don't get hit by them, and you won't get grappled. So
that is good advice.
Good advice.
Sound advice.
Okay. I just did some math, Pythagorean theorem. And
I'm nervous.
Is it taller than, say, 5 feet?
Yes, it is taller than 5 feet.
Okay, then I am just in range to evil eye it.
Oh, boy. So you're just looking down at the top of his head and sending bad vibes.
Bad vibes. evil eye for saving throws.
And this is a will save?
Yes.
And this is the one that Baron is blasting at.
Yeah.
All right. 17 will save.
It saves, and I'll cackle to extend it.
All right, so it's -2 to saves for 2 rounds?
Yeah.
Alrighty. It is now Halrex's turn. Halrex whips out her fucking flute and starts playing it.
I've been asking for this for so long.
Inspires courage, +1.
Oh no!
To all of you. Nice. Now, Skid, I think you've got some splaining to do about inspire courage, because we have yet to encounter a bard.
Well,
Nerd Skid's got some splaining to do.
Bard edition.
All right. A bard is a character class that focuses on performance, and her performance in this case is playing the flutes. And so when she does it, she can, for a certain number of rounds per day, she can inspire courage in her allies, which gives them a bonus to hit and to damage, and it also gives them a bonus to saves against fear effects.
Right.
All right.
So you all get a +1 to attack and damage. And if Gormley casts any fearful spells on you, you'll also get a +1 to your save.
I should also say that in Skid's game, he's DMing, there are two bards, and the two of them have decided that their performance route is dancing and telling stand-up comedy jokes. So I'm thrilled to be dealing with
a more traditional bard.
It makes sense, though, as a coxswain or a coxswain. I don't know what it is. Neither does Troy. Doesn't matter. Starboard port, aft stern. That it makes sense that someone who yells at people to row all day.
Right.
Yeah, she's got to inspire them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inspire courage. Is she
multi-classed?
Maybe.
We'll have to ask her
after the battle. Charm her again.
Hey, baby, are you multi-class? But yeah, throughout, or is it just me?
As all this pandemonium is happening, Tog gets the javelin to the neck. Gajnak jumps overboard. All of a sudden, you hear this melodious flute. And it is Lork / Benverine's turn.
Okay. So Lork is seeing Tog go down. I think he's going to try to go at the one that threw the javelin on the, because Lork is all the way up in the front of the boat on the top deck, so he can see the guy who's on the barricade, the makeshift barricade.
So you're going to jump into the water to swim up to the barricade, or you're just going to?
No, I'm going to do an old fashioned rapid shot.
And
this is favorite enemy because he is a giant subtype.
Nice.
I have inspired courage, so this is going to be my highest bonus arrow shots. Ever.
You're getting a little too excited.
I'm very excited. All right, here we go.
Let's get ready to fumble.
Shot one, crack die. Shot two, critical fumble.
Of course.
Get out of here.
Of course. Like, what the fuck?
Kidding.
Jesus.
Break up the cards.
Oh my God.
Let's get ready to fumble. Yeah, give me the
card. Man. Look, you know, you're probably emotionally distressed at the death of Tog.
Probably.
Your new buddy.
They love each other so much.
Oh, my God. Whoops. You are knocked prone. Which means now I can't take my second shot.
You do take a second shot straight up in the air.
Lork's life is so ridiculous, and it's all my fault.
I guess the deck was slip
Three. We make fun of Joe for having terrible rolls a lot. If there's a fan out there who wants to do a statistical analysis of how crappy Joe rolls...
I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Yeah. It is a real... I'm plagued by terrible rolls.
And you're also on your back. I'm going to say Ben Vereen attacks you. No. What does Ben Vereen do?
No, I'm going to try to get Ben Vereen to go help on deck.
I can't believe you
And I did it!
You did it!
I did it! I pushed him to attack. That was a 15 on the die, so that was lucky. So he will move up to... let's see. Does he have the room? Yeah, he's got the room. And he will... does he provoke?
Where is he moving to? He's going to go up to Baron? Or to the one that has yet to climb on deck?
Oh, it hasn't climbed
it
on
hasn't
deck
climbed
yet.
Climbed on deck yet.
Oh, okay. Then he's just going to go searching for prey. So he'll go over to the one near Baron.
And, okay, great. So he will provoke once moving into the spit.
Okay.
Oh, but it's still the first round. That one already took its attack of opportunity.
Right.
So he will not provoke.
Okay.
I guess Ben Vereen is smart.
They are.
He's Vereen, certainly a great dancer.
It's true that Wolverines can detect combat reflexes.
Yeah.
These combat reflex feet. Speaking of combat reflexes, Galabras.
All right. Well, Galabras, just saw Goshnok plummet over the side of the boat. He whips around to see these hideous creatures attacking his friends. He pulls the hammer of Uskroth from his belt and starts charging into the fray. And I guess I'll have to take a double move to get there, but I want to get...
Round the stables
and into the backside of this creature that's attacking Baron and his best friend, Ben Vereen.
All right. Nobody loves Ben Vereen more than Galabras.
Your movement's 20 feet, right?
I am the biggest Ben Vereen advocate on this podcast.
I love Ben Vereen.
The actor, not the Wolverine. All right, it is now...
Well, no, Matthew's the biggest... Man of the actor.
The actual Ben Vereen.
The consummate song and dance man.
Yeah.
It is now their turn. Lork, you get a bonus to your AC laying on the ground?
Yes.
Just for range, though.
Yeah, from ranged attacks.
Okay, well, the one that's standing up on the dam picks another waterlogged spike up and hurls it at Rag.
Wait, did Rag not go?
Rag rolled the lowest initiative.
Oh.
Hurls it at Rag and hits Rag.
Oh.
Like right in his side.
Oh, no.
You just see this. Lork, all your friends are dying around you. And
and I'm on the ground.
And Rag
slipped on the wet deck.
Rag takes 9 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Gah! This is why I don't take part in these battles.
This is why I leave it to you.
The other creature that has yet to come on deck climbs up on deck and goes to claw Halrex. Claws Halrex for 7 points of damage and attempts to grapple Halrex. And grapples Halrex. So this creature...
It can move and do...
Does that immediately interrupt her? That interrupts her Inspire Courage.
Not technically.
Yeah,
she needs two hands.
Well,
doesn't she?
Technically, unless she's switching her performance to another bardic trick or whatever they're called, a performance.
It keeps going until she decides to stop doing it.
Right.
Okay.
So imagine in real time that song has inspired you all and you're all filled with that. So the creature climbs up on deck, claws Halrex, and wraps her up into a grapple.
Okay.
It's a free grab attempt when it hits with a claw attack. The other one attempts to do the same at Baron, but it has full attack, two attacks. First claw, 11.
Miss.
I'm going to assume that's a miss. And second claw, possible fumble, rolling to confirm the fumble, and it did not confirm the fumble, so no fumble. But it didn't do any attack. Very anticlimactic. And now it's Rag's turn. Rag comes down the deck and attempts, makes his way over towards the creature that is subduing Halrex. He does not provoke because it's not going to release Halrex. But he moves, he double moves to
save
get
her.
There. And that is the end of round one. That was a long one.
Oh, no, wow. It's almost like you are just playing against yourself.
I know. I'm exhausted.
You have multiple trolls and Halrex.
You guys can take off. Just leave me your character sheets so I can see all the lies. Round two, Baron.
Baron is, what's he going to do? I think he's going to inspire, no, wait. He's going to shoot.
You can't do that.
He's going to get up close and deadly one more time with this. It's not a goblinoid or an orc, is it?
It is not. Okay. It is a large humanoid.
Ooh. 23 against touch AC.
Yeah.
That rhymed, and it hits.
Baron is a poet. We know this.
Oh, fuck, minimum damage. But thankfully, we're boosted a little bit, so we're going to do 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. It is almost dead.
Wow.
And
nice.
Another little daring do. Going to reload one more time.
Oh, you scared. Yeah. All right. It will take its attack of opportunity, and it hits.
What did it roll?
19 on the die.
That... Oh. Wait, did it get to 22 though?
Yes.
I'm just making sure. I don't believe this motherfucker.
Stop it. That is a 7. Now let me ask you this. I think it gets the grab.
Of course.
It does. So 7 points of damage, and now it will attempt to grapple Baron. 21 versus your CMD.
That is a grab.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we have a grab.
It's a grab.
We got a pair of grabs.
It's a grab. Oh, wow. Okay, so you take 7 points of damage. These creatures have now come up on deck, clawed Halrex, clawed Baron, and have them in their grips. Bad shit's going to happen. It is now Gormley's turn.
First things first, Gormley will cackle to extend the hex.
Okay, and that's going to extend it another round.
Another round. Okay. And shit.
She's gonna just shit from the crow's nest. All right,
it's not a bad move.
That's a move attack.
That's a free action.
No, it's a move attack.
No,
bowel move attack.
A bowel move action.
Yeah,
swift.
Gormley will begin summoning.
High fiber. It's a swift action for Gormley.
Gormley begins
summoning.
Summoning.
Oh, okay.
All right. It is now Halrex's turn. Halrex attempts to break the grapple. What else can she do? Halrex attempts to break the grapple and fails. So she is locked in.
Shit!
And it is now Lork's turn.
Lork is going to sheepishly get up
from his nap
from the deck. And
the ship probably buckled or something in the waves. And
yeah, man, it's tough. You know. It's tough. He's not a... Still very experienced on ships.
Still hasn't got his river legs under him.
He's gonna set his feet, eye up the this thing that's on the makeshift barricade, take aim, and fire one shot and attempt to hit this guy. Natural 2.
Ooh. Now what is that adjusted?
It's adjusted 12.
Yikes.
Miss. Sails by.
But maybe
Benverine will do a full attack action on the guy who is grappling Baron.
Okay.
So he's going to go nuts right now.
Take him down, Wolverine.
He's going to go nuts right now.
Go for the ankles.
Here we go. So, let's see. Do claw. First claw, miss. Second claw, 15.
Miss.
And the bite.
I will say, this could save Baron's life.
Miss. So he can't. In other words.
Oh, boy.
Benverine had a chance of killing this thing, I think.
Yep.
All right, it is Galabras' turn.
Okay. Galabras. Seeing his friends, Baron, next to his best friend, Benverine.
I'll accept that.
In fear of death from this creature, says, "Let go of him!" and charges wild. Turning on the righteous might and going giant size.
Wow. So straight up charge, that's going to be a +2 to hit, and then a -2 to your AC if you don't kill him.
Yep.
Oh, man.
This is huge.
I just see him growing as he runs.
Whoa, like, it's a 25.
That is a hit.
Fuck yes.
Oh, max damage.
Baron lives another day.
Plus one for inspire courage.
13 damage.
13 damage. Baron, as this thing grabbed you, you could feel its next move was to fall off deck with you in its bear hug. Galabras rushes up and caves its head in with Uscross hammer.
Nicely done,
son. Boom. And, wow. Nicely done.
Thank you, Gil.
Nobody tosses a dwarf into the river.
It is now their turn. The guy up on the barricade, again, picks up some rickety spike, hurls it this time at Lork. 17 unadjusted, so I'm going to say 23.
That's
hits
a hit.
Lork with this javelin. The javelin that hit and killed Tog. The javelin that hit Rag right in his liver.
Not the same javelin.
The same javelin.
It's a returning javelin.
It's like Thor's hammer with a javelin.
Hits Lork with a javelin for 11 points of damage.
Oh, ouch. Boom. Ouch.
Okay. Now, the other creature grappling Halrex attempts to do what it was going to do to Baron and fall overboard with it.
First,
it will attempt to maintain the grapple. If it succeeds, because it's bringing Halrex to a dangerous place, not unlike when Lork was put in a catapult, she will get a +4 to try and break the grapple. Otherwise, they're both going overboard.
Oh, shit.
And I'll tell you right now, he could kill her. So first, he will attempt to maintain the grapple, maintains the grapple, goes to fall overboard with Halrex. Oh, are you guys nervous for Halrex?
Yeah, I am.
That is a 13 plus 4 goes overboard.
Oh, no.
Wow. That just happened.
Yeah, I don't think, and Lork didn't see it. He's up front shooting at this guy on the
Rag's
thing.
Like, no!
Oh, he'll probably turn around at that.
And now it's Rag's turn. Rag jumps overboard.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Kukri and scimitar in hand, jumps into the sea, and attempts to jump straight down at this guy and attempts to hit him with his Kukri, I guess. I should have just given you guys these character sheets. And misses. But Rag is now in the water next to the creature holding Halrex, and it is round three. Baron, you're standing next to the corpse of this giant aquatic sea creature.
I fart on him, and
uncalled for.
So, is the token that's on top of the dam right now an enemy that could potentially attack us soon? Is it?
He's been throwing the javelins.
That's the one that's been throwing.
Oh, okay,
javelins
got it.
Lork, yeah.
So, I'm going to.
I doubt you can see him because this deck is higher. Like where Lork is a full thing higher. So you probably wouldn't even know he's there.
But he knows that the javelins have been coming in from his direction.
Yeah.
You would hear people crying out from the pilot deck.
Yeah, I'm going to allow Rag to, I think he's a former gladiator, he's super buff. Halrex is well done, so I'm not going to jump in, and I obviously am not a good swimmer. So I'm actually going to walk up onto the deck to see what's going on.
Okay, so Baron double moves to the pilot deck, and you see this creature on the dam just grabbing shit and throwing it.
Okay, I am going to say to the crew, help me with the ballista. I don't know what happened to my Texas accent. But right. It's gone.
And you see Urug and Krothu start making their way to help you with the ballista.
Nice. And I am going to fight defensively as a standard action.
But you took two move actions to get up to the pilot deck.
No, I took 20 feet.
Oh, all right. So you're going to go full defense.
No, just fight defense. I mean, it's...
Full defense. You're going full defense. Gives you +4 to AC.
Minus to hit.
Now, fighting defensively is a standard action, is another standard action you can do, and it's -4 penalty on attack rolls and +2 to AC. But I could.
That's for when you're in combat.
Okay. So I'm going to go total defense then for this round.
All right. +2 to your AC, -2 to hit.
+4 to AC.
+4 to AC, -2 to hit for the next round. Gormley.
Well, actually, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Oh. Is it Gladys?
Nope. His name is Byron.
Oh.
And he's a celestial poisonous frog.
Wow.
Gormley's so weird.
And he appears in the water and tries to attack the...
Oh.
The creature that has Halrex.
Okay.
And he attempts to bite the creature. 19 to hit.
it bites the creature.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
And its damage is 1 plus poison, so please roll a fortitude save.
Oh, boy. And this... No, this isn't the one that you hex for save. That's one is...
That one's dead.
That one's dead. Okay, fortitude save. I rolled a 16.
It saves.
Okay, but one damage?
One damage.
My God, if you poison this thing. I can see this tiny little frog just comes up and nips him on the ankle. All right, now it's Gormley's actual turn.
Gormley is going to cast Spectral Hand.
Oh, all right. And are you moving at all?
No,
she'll stay. That hex is now done since that creature's dead, so you can move.
No, she'll stay in the crow's nest so she can kind of survey the battlefield.
Like a coward. Okay. All right.
The last thing you could call Gormley is cowardly at this point.
All right. Halrex will attempt again to break free. And she fails again. Again! Ugh.
Is she close to drowning, or what's going on with
her?
Well,
this is how I understand it, only because this almost happened to one of my characters in another game. If she goes below zero, she will die the next round. Because she can't hold her breath if she's unconscious.
Oh, her lungs will fill with water and
die. That's how I understand it. That's how drowning works. So that was her move, and now it's Lork's turn.
All right, Lork is once again going to set his feet and try to do a full attack action, rapid shot at this guy on the barricade. Come on, Lork. Get it together. I'm assuming Inspire Courage is done, right? She's underwater,
yeah.
Yeah, now. If you can't hear or see their performance or whatever, then
correct,
get the
effect.
Okay, so here we go, Lork.
Bubbles coming up from the water that just flute sounds.
First shot, miss. Second shot. 17?
AC 17.
All right. Yeah. There we go.
And now we know it's AC.
Yay. There we go, Lork. 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. The Lorks are back in town. Ben Vereen, I'm assuming, also jumps in the water to join the frog and Rag.
I'll tell Ben Vereen to come, so he'll come to me.
Okay. That's Ben Vereen runs up to
and
the
And that's
deck.
Automatic now?
Yeah. Cool. Come is the only one he knows automatic.
Yeah, that's right.
Gross. not unlike Joe himself.
It's right. The only trick I know.
Sorry, guys.
It is a swift action. Also, Joe's concerned.
No matter how old we get, shit and cum jokes are still funny around the D&D table. Galabras, you have felled the mighty aquatic giant.
All right, Galabras is going to shrink back down as he runs to the starboard side of the rail. Not going to jump in. And he's going to say, Halrex, no! This woman who's given us a really hard time and who none of us really like.
She was really nice when under the influence of a spell.
Yes, that's true. And
that was her save the cat moment.
And right. Yeah.
I will say that she, I will miss her inspire courage. That's why I want her back.
Yeah.
Also, the thing I'll miss most is her inspire courage.
Rag will be really sad. Tog's dead, so he doesn't matter.
Yeah. And Galabras is going to begin casting Summon Monster 2.
Oh. Ooh.
All right.
Boy, I know who's
ante.
Coming.
Up in the
17
ante.
Dolphins.
Will we see an old friend?
A new friend and some new friends, perhaps.
Okay, this guy up on the barricade has a lot of movement. He jumps into the water, and then Lork, you see him come up on, he climbs up onto the deck.
But he's down a little bit in front of me, or he climbs all the way
to the
pilot deck.
So he's like standing on the ballista.
Pretty much, yeah. Just like crushing it. Blizz is broken.
He's 10 feet from Lork now.
He's 10 feet from Lork, but that is his action this round. And it is now the other one's turn, and the other one will attempt to maintain the grapple. If he successfully maintains the grapple, he will automatically do damage to Halrex. And he maintains the grapple, because you get a plus 5 to maintain the grapple. And he will do damage to Halrex and has the potential to take Halrex below zero.
But she's a full orc.
She is a full orc.
Yeah.
She has ferocity, but if she's unconscious...
No, she has to go all the way down.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there is hope for her. He did 9 points of damage.
Oh, jeez.
She is still alive, but she will not be next round.
Oh, God.
Possibly. It is now Rag's turn. Rag will now do a... I guess you could do a full attack action underwater if you're right next to the creature,
He's
right?
not attempting to swim. He dove right on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Rag will make two attacks. First attack, hits. Hits with the scimitar for... minimum damage. 4 points of damage.
What do you have against Halrex, honestly?
Everything. He's trying to up the stakes.
and then rolls a natural 20 on the scimitar.
Oh!
There we go.
Max damage.
Natural 20 goes to, and scimitar is crit 18 to 20.
Named character.
Named character. Rolls to confirm. And confirms.
Yeah.
AC 17.
There we go, Rag. What a badass.
Rag crits.
Ex-gladiator.
I guess that'd be slashing. Oh, man. Terrible gash. That's what you guys thought Halrex was.
Oh, come on!
Oh, that's please, terrible. That's
come on, it's right here on the card. Double damage and one charisma drain. I guess she'll never...
That scar makes her really unlikable.
Right, you're never going to date again. It does... Oh, man, Rag. Rag does 14 points of damage to the creature.
Wow.
And one charisma drain. All right, it is now round four. Baron.
So this creature is no longer in a position to where I could potentially fire a ballista against it appears.
You know what? That thing rotates 360 degrees. The crew members are up there with you, so if you want to take the two full round actions to load it,
He's just going to move right in and attack us.
He's basically inside the ballista. Yeah, it's not going to work.
So okay. I think that
he's trying to let him use the
He may have checkmated us at least at this impasse. So
fill him full of lead. Shoot him.
I will indeed give this guy a taste of sweet, sweet dwarven steel. and I will not get up close and deadly. I'm trying to maintain some stuff, so I'm just going to shoot at him.
All right.
That is a 13 against touch, AC.
13 against touch hits exactly.
Yeah!
There we go.
Lork has already done 10 points of damage.
That's 6 points of damage.
And then 6 more from Baron's magic hand banger. all right, Gorms.
Actually, excuse me, it's Byron's turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm assuming a 9 misses.
A 9 does miss.
Okay, 9 misses. Gormley is then going to use her spectral hand.
Oh, yes, spectral hand.
Sensuously touch Lork and cast Enlarge Person on it.
Whoa!
There we go, baby.
There we go.
And Joe, I've noticed you've upgraded your character creation software. You're now using Hero Lab.
That is correct.
And that's fun because you can just easily add an enlarged person and not have to do
a ton of side math. Yeah, it's on the iPad. It costs a little money, but it's so worth it. It's just, you throw that adjustment on there and then all your stats, boom, they all change so quickly.
Pretty awesome. Effing sweet. Way to go, Gorms. All right, Halrex, yet again, will attempt to break free of the grapple. Halrex does not break free of the grapple.
Oh, man.
Again. Lork.
Lork is going to drop his bow, draw Screed's falchion, which is now it's like 7 feet long.
Oh, that's right, because all your equipment grows as well.
Yeah, and he's going to power attack this.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So he 5 foot steps up and takes a big old swang. 16 to hit.
Just misses.
Son of a bitch!
You actually wouldn't need the 5 foot step because you're gigantic now.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
You're taking up all four squares.
Too bad you used power attack because that would have hit, wouldn't it?
It would have, yeah.
But
the damage would have been up.
Or if Halrex had managed to not get grappled, we would have the inspired
courage. Or if I could have one roll on the d20 over 8.
That would be good. That'd be good.
That would probably help.
Any of the above scenarios.
Maybe Ben Vereen will have better luck.
Maybe. Yeah, he's there. Oh, yeah. All right, so he'll have full attack action.
All right, he will provoke running up to the creature.
No, he's right next to Lork, so he's just a 5 foot step.
Okay. That works.
Okay, so first attack, miss. Second attack, miss. That's 7. Then 4. Then natural 18. There we go. Hit on the old bite. And that does 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage from good old Ben Vereen. All right. And it is now Galabras' turn.
All right. So, in the water, you all witness...
Oh, I forgot about it.
A familiar blowhole.
I know that. I know that blowhole anywhere.
We need some Gary music.
And a friend with him. Two celestial dolphins are summoned on either side of this creature.
Flanking.
Yes. One of whom's name is Gary, and the other's name is Emmy.
Oh.
So we're not calling Felicia in for this particular fight?
No, this Emmy is, it's a nickname. Your actual name is Melinda, but... She's called Emmy because she's an award-winning video producer in heaven. And she's won so many like local heaven awards, Emmy awards, that they call her Emmy.
That's terrible.
I understand. And it also
a terrible story.
It's also happens to be the name of one of our fans on the Facebook page who months ago begged to have one of the dolphins named after her.
All right.
So there you go.
Did she beg to have a horrible backstory?
Could you please make it a terrible backstory?
I did my best.
The only thing that Gormley concludes seeing these blowholes is that Gary is playing the field in heaven.
I don't know. I don't know if Felicia's going to get jealous or upset, or I don't know. And again, Galabras does not pry into his relationships.
Sure. Well, so. Gary and Emmy are now flanking the freshwater merrow, is what they're called.
Ah, damn it.
All right.
It was almost so, a bottle caps.
Okay, so the Gary attacks first. And fumbles.
Oh, Gary.
He hasn't been in the game in a while, man. He's out of practice.
It is a broken blade.
That's the natural attack.
It's melee. Weapon is destroyed. Magic weapons use their own save bonus. So
his head is destroyed?
His head has been destroyed. So
no, just his beak.
Right. So he's gone.
But wait, is that something though, like with when we didn't, with Not Your Pony attack, how even though we should have, if he doesn't have a weapon, does it apply? Or are we just going to roll with it?
It's up to Troy.
Oh,
it's kind of funny to have
think of the fans.
Think of the fans. Gary explodes.
Gary breaks his own head.
Hit by a torpedo. Splat.
See a huge fountain of water come up above the surface.
Red puddles. Emmy.
Emmy attacks and rolls a 14.
Emmy rolls a 14 and misses.
Okay.
Now it's straight up Galabras' turn.
Galabras draws his crossbow and in a desperate attack fires at the merrow.
Whew.
And misses.
Misses.
All right.
With his loaded crossbow on his bow.
Now I have a feat where I can load as part of a move action.
Oh, that's a good feat.
Yeah. It's a swift action.
Nice.
All right. And it is now the Merrow's turn. Huh. The one standing next to Giant Lork will attempt to claw and grab Lork. As is tradition. First attack.
But your CMD is going to be jacked up because he's a large person, right?
Is it?
Your strength modifier went up.
Yeah, your strength.
It'll auto-calculate that thanks to Hero Lad.
Well, the first attack, and your AC is down, I'm assuming now that you're large, is a 15.
Miss.
Okay. Second attack... also a miss.
All right.
Lork would live at least one more round. all right, the creature holding Halrex underwater successfully achieves the... maintains the grapple and does max damage to Halrex. Halrex is now at -2.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hit points.
One more round.
Because of ferocity, she will just lose a point each round, but she won't die.
We got to get her out of that grapple.
Yep.
Yeah, because she's still conscious.
I've got a plan.
Any other creature, she would be dead next round if she's not out of that grapple.
Right.
All right, and it is Rag's turn. Rag, same thing. Full attack action on this guy. Rag he's seeing crew members jump overboard, crew members die, sabotage, all of this shit going down, so Rag just wants to save Halrex's life. First attack, miss. Second attack with a scimitar, miss! He's fighting underwater!
Jesus.
He's not...
It would be incredibly hard to swing a sword in water.
It's really just poking.
It would. Especially wow. trying to avoid hitting your friend who's just being grappled by this other creature.
I will tell you right now.
That's why we need harpoon guns.
That's right.
Halrex's con is 13, and she's at -2.
Okay.
So there is
okay.
time, but.
But seconds, mere seconds. Seconds.
Mere seconds.
6 seconds.
Away from death. Okay, and it is now round 5. Baron. Don't forget, if you're shooting your gun, you will take a -4 at this point.
Correct. Can I do a quick perception to see how well this guy's doing?
Do you have Death Watch?
Nope. So I guess I can't.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken, at this point, 19 points of damage.
All right, I'm just going to shoot at him normally. And I'm going to say, I'm going to show you how to slang shit.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means.
Oh, it's again, it's a 13 against touch AC.
13 exactly yeah, hits, yeah.
Grant has his D20 where like the paint is all chipping off of it, so he has to look at like the really imprint of the number.
He has to get out a jeweler's yeah.
jeweler's loop. So that is 10 points of damage.
Oh, I will tell you right now, he has 1 hit point left.
Oh, man!
Why didn't I up close and deadly him?
Hit point left.
Come on, Mark.
I could just kill him, but that's no fun. All right, Gorms. Byron.
Byron. Yeah, thank you very much.
Byron Maxwell.
18 to hit.
18 hey! Hits?
All right.
There you go.
That's 1 damage. One and roll a fortitude save.
Okay. I will.
He'll make it.
He made it. 20, 23.
I'll tell you, it's a DC 10. There's no way.
There's no way.
We'll ever
poison it.
I only chose the frog because I knew these guys were amphibious. So I was like, okay, this can bite them on land or in sea.
We're fighting fire with fire.
Yes.
Amphibian with amphibian.
It was very thoughtful of you, Gormley.
Little frog is a
classic. Classic strategy right at the Sun Tzu.
All right.
All right, Gormley's normal turn. High atop the crow's
Gormley's face. Spectral hand will dive down to grab Halrex.
Oh.
All right.
Spectral hand just stays active?
Yeah. It's
yeah, yeah.
For the number of rounds. I'm really torn. I could cure light wounds her. I could also enlarge person her.
Mm. Ooh, Ben.
Ooh. What? I like cure light wounds.
Mm, yeah. She's failed so miserably at escaping the grapple.
But we can jump in and help, and it'll keep her alive. What happened when we enlarged Lork when he was grappled with that?
You get a bonus to your CMD.
It doesn't to get automatically
because this creature is also large.
He'd still be able to hold her.
Still be able to hold
it. Gives you a +2 to your CMB.
Yeah, I would do the out. I would do the heal.
The heal. Okay, yeah. Great. So she'll. A familiar-looking spectral hand will grab Halrex's face and cure light wounds her. 7 points of damage.
And
7 points of healing.
Is bad.
7 points of damage.
I use the wand of cure moderate. I mean, cause moderate.
Halrex is back up and kicking, and it is her turn. She attempts to break the grapple and succeeds.
Yeah,
breaks the grapple. Wow. Finally.
Wow.
With the
she's
the
not
life
breathing.
Given
she's not
to
breathing.
Her by right. She well, she doesn't have gills. she starts coming to the surface to try and climb onto deck. She rolls a climb check and succeeds. So she is climbing up towards the deck, but she has not got onto the deck. Now Rag is in there with the Merrow.
Attack of opportunity from the merman.
As she's going away.
She's leaving Threatened Squares.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to be an asshole, but I just want to play the game by the rules.
You know, this happened last time, and he hits her and attempts to grapple her again. A 1 on the attempt to grapple.
Oh, ooh, man. Okay.
Oh, God.
He hits her.
So he fumbles.
But she takes she goes back into the negative as she's climbing onto deck.
Fuck, I'm
oh my
sorry.
God.
I'm really sorry.
Totally fair.
I love the rules. Nobody loves rules more than Lork. You're up, buddy.
All right, Lork will not power attack.
Kill this guy.
here we go. Taking a swing with Screet, Falchion, critical threat.
Yeah.
Critical threat.
Yeah. And he does not confirm, right? 16 to hit?
Nope, doesn't confirm, but you do max damage under the new rules.
So even with 18, on an 18 to 20, you do max? Or
no,
just when you roll a 20?
So it's only natural 20, right?
Just to give a little juice.
Did you roll a natural 20?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you did, sorry.
Nope, I didn't. So I did 10 points of damage. On a 2d6, I rolled snake eyes. Like,
what the fuck,
man?
Well, good thing insane. It only had one hit point left.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit
point left. 10 points of damage.
You hit it with the falchion, and it just falls overboard. You see its corpse getting caught up in the dam.
You gently kill him.
I know, right? Ben Vereen just looks up in embarrassment at his master. He just shakes his head.
Is that Ben Vereen's turn?
Don't look at me like that.
Just a sour look.
Just a sour look, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shaking a head shake.
He's going to try to demoralize Lork.
roll a six.
He succeeds. Now 19.
It's Galabras' turn.
All right. Emmy, the remaining celestial dolphin, shall attempt to attack the Merrill again.
Okay.
Let's go, Emmy.
And she misses. Thanks a lot, Emmy.
What the hell?
And Galabras will fire his crossbow.
Into the water?
Yeah. And 15?
No. But that happened. And yeah. Now it is the Merrow's turn. The only prey he sees is Rag. Goes to claw Rag. Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Gonna be max damage. Let's see if it confirms. Confirmed. 16 on the die.
Oh my.
So it's double. Now it's double damage, not double max damage. Or is it max damage plus bonus damage?
It's just
damage.
Unconfirmed 20s.
Okay.
Max damage. So this is gonna be double damage. 14 points of damage to Rag.
And an attempt to grapple.
And an attempt to grapple. Oh boy. Succeeds on the grapple.
I wish I could roll like you. Come on.
He rolls better than all of us.
That's my new die.
Except
you know
when
what?
He's...
I need a screen. I think I'll roll a lot better.
Yeah.
You can see over here, can't you?
We need to have him play more gorillas. Because that's his kryptonite. His gorilla.
Well, I've actually heard that he looks like a monkey and he smells like one too.
I did.
You
I heard that.
Son
too.
Of a bitch. Get over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rag is now grappled underwater. Great. It's Rag's turn. Rag attempts to break the grapple and fails.
Oh, I can't wait for my coup attempt as soon as they both die to take over as captain of this ship. And I'm just going to leave the adventure path and just start going up and down the river. As
make a life
casserole.
As a keelboatman.
Yeah.
River brigand.
All right, top around six. Let's take it all back. So Gajnak comes out with Galabras, sees Malira, yells out, "What have they done to you, my love?" Malira gives him a look. He then jumps overboard. Simultaneously, a javelin goes straight through Tog's neck. He falls to the ground and dies right in front of Lork's eyes. Rag and Halrex decide to join the fight as two freshwater Merrows jump on board while another one is hurling shit at the pilot deck. That one has now come to the pilot deck and died. One had grappled, tried to grapple Baron and bring him into the water. That one is now dead. Now one has the captain of the ship grappled underwater. Baron, you're up.
Kill it.
Ballista.
Can I... Well, it would take two turns in order to shoot the ballista. From my vantage point...
Be horribly dangerous to shoot a ballista.
Not with Pathfinder rules.
Not by Pathfinder rules.
It would just miss everything.
No.
Daring, though? Can I...
It'd be very daring to almost kill the captain.
Yeah. We did go over the difference between daring and stupid a few episodes ago.
Can I shoot from my vantage point this high? How far away is he from me?
He's, 40 feet away? You're in front of him.
Yeah, so that's going
to you have to move 20 feet, right, to the other end of the deck.
Right. I'm confused with this multi-layer thing going on here. And then he's down here about 40 feet.
Yeah, well, no, I guess if you're up there, I have 10, 15, 20, 25, and then they're in the water, so.
How deep are they?
10 feet.
Great.
Yeah, 10 feet. So you can't get up close and deadly, but you could get up there and shoot in at a -4, we'll say.
Okay, but it's beyond 20 feet away. It's like 25 feet or 30 feet?
Yeah, it's beyond 20.
Definitely.
All right, so it's beyond my first range increment, so this will be against regular AC.
So you're just like...
Fish in a barrel, baby.
Marrows in a river. That old saying.
Oh, man. Never mind. That ain't good. That's a 10. Well, it's actually like 6.
Right into the water. Gormley.
Halrex
is... excuse me, Byron. But Halrex is now... You see her climbing onto the deck, and she's in the negative.
but it is Byron's turn.
Byron will attempt to attack the Murrow again. And miss.
Okay.
Gormley will then use her spectral hand to make a touch attack on the Murrow to inflict light wounds.
Ah!
And I get a bonus for using the spectral
hand. Very useful spell. The spectral hand you speak of.
It's an 18 to hit.
18 hits?
Nice.
It's taken some a beating down there. You could kill it.
It gets a will save, too.
It gets a will to half, yeah. But...
natural 20 on the will save.
So, 5 damage. I rolled
5
10.
Damage. All right. It is now Palrix's turn. She climbs onto the deck and collapses, spitting up water. And cures light wounds on herself.
Ah.
Brings herself back up.
Nice.
And it is now Lork's turn. Oh, yeah, she did.
Lork is going to pick up his bow, which is kind of tiny, and as he grabs it, just like increases in size, and he'll take a one shot down at this thing.
One shot.
Miss.
Benverine.
Benverine's going to stay.
Benverine stays. Galabras.
Galabras is...
Emmy.
Yeah. Oh, Emmy, yeah.
Come on, Emmy.
Emmy,
kill this thing.
All right, Emmy.
20 to hit.
Yeah! 20 hits.
Emmy! Yeah.
Congratulations.
Come on, kill it.
Come on, kill it.
Kill it.
Max damage.
6 damage.
Kills it.
Yeah!
Emmy.
That is amazing.
All right.
Wait, did it really?
Yeah, it really did.
Nice.
It had 5 hit points left, and you did 6 damage.
Thank you.
It releases its grip on Rag and just floats to the bottom instead of.
And Emmy, as a move action, like jumps up out of the water, does a backflip, and winks, and then disappears.
Very vivid picture.
Off to edit a new video project.
That's great. Rag climbs up on deck, also just like leaning against the boat, coughing up water. What the hell is going on here? And he says,
"Oh, where's Gosnock?
Gosnock?
Yeah,
jumped in the water. You don't see him at all.
Oh my god,
maybe dead.
Can I do a perception check?
Sure.
I will as well from the lookout. I have no idea where he is."
Rolled a 2.
23.
I did 2, buddy.
23 from the lookout. You see Gajnok jump in the water, and you saw him swimming back towards the confluence. So you do not think he died.
Back where we came from?
Back where you came from.
Can I still see him?
No, he went under.
I really hope that Blix finds him and kills him.
Yeah.
That'd be so badass.
You'll go back and see her, and he's got.
But wait, I mean, shouldn't we be going and getting him? Is that not a thing?
Here's what I was thinking in re-listening to old episodes. I think in listening to the Zone of Truth area that he may have been charmed. And I think he's running away because he knows that he's going to get punished, not because he felt culpable. And he may still think he loves her, but like, I don't know. We can still chase him, but I don't think he's a mastermind by any means.
He knows some stuff. I mean, if she looked like gave him a funny look, and he jumped overboard like he's just trying to not be questioned. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Lots to decide.
And but I think it's like a child running away from your parent when you like steal a cookie or something. You know, it's like you just don't want to deal with the consequences. And I don't think he knows anything, but we can still try.
Rag pulls himself together, stands up, and is like, this dam is going to set us back days. We've got to figure out a way to take this down. Otherwise, it'll take 2-3 days off of our journey. Good thing you'll have a week to think about how we're gonna do it. We'll see you next time.
Oh, man, that was fast.
Oh, I didn't know he was in charge of our act breaks now. That sucks. Damn it.
He's got too much power.